The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Radio Row in Las Vegas for the World Welterweight Championship title fight between Manny Pacquiao and Keith Thurman. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, our number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is The Real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at The Producer Nick, at Degenerates 975. Can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, you missed a lot of good stuff. We had Norman Chad on. He was fantastic. I tell you what, it's been a fun time being out here, but always great to have great guests, but also going to have fun with the show. Missed any of it, all on it's all available on podcastarena.com. So
finally, Nick got back. He had to go, like a five-minute walk. He turned into a 30-minute walk.
Yeah, we finally found a place that has the energy drink we like. So Nick went to get it for us. So
they didn't have your flavor.
Well, they did. You just didn't see it. It was the white can, but that's all right. I'll take this. So looks like we're going to get Freddie Roach next. But wanted to get into one of the stories of the day before we get too deep into interviews. But NFL basically saying no punishment for Tariq Hill.
Yeah, that surprises me. And you know who has every right to be pretty pissed off about that is Jerry Jones. Because, I mean, Zeke Elliott, you could
argue. And Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, I mean, but you could argue that he got suspended for less than Tyreek Hill.
I would agree, but I also think, you know, really, what did you have? You had a recording where they're drunk and threatening each other.
Yeah.
I'd hate to think what would happen if people got recordings of us drunk and arguing with our wives.
I don't argue with my wife.
No, that's all.
I've got a perfect marriage.
but having said all that, I mean, I think she's as bat bleep as he is.
Maybe so.
And, you know, I think it's one of those things that, okay, if he didn't do this to his kid, then what are we really talking about?
Well, and then,
But you know, they've been so perception. Like, suspending Tom Brady for friggin' balls, for God's sakes.
Well, we're getting to that point, which is, in a way, it's kind of disturbing. That unless there's video of it, well, you just pretend it didn't happen. Like, so when there's video of Kareem Hunt, oh, well, that happened. Ray Rice, that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously. Joe Mixon, that happened. There's video of it. If there's no video, it just seems like, maybe it happened. That's a he said, she said thing. It just seems like, man, you gotta be pretty damn lucky to have video recording every time a dude beats his kid or, you know, beats his wife. And it's don't know. That's a frustrating thing for me. And the other guy who has a good reason to be upset is Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson, you know, hit his kid with a switch. Didn't break his arm. Hit him with a switch. Well, I'm not defending what Adrian Peterson did either because he went too far, but he got suspended for it. I mean, Tyreek Hill, his kid's arm's broken, and that's like a baby. Man, let's face it. We're not talking about like a 10-year-old kid. We're talking about a baby. And they decided, nah, no big deal. And I quote tweeted today the Tyreek Hill giving the love you guys. He gave the, like, now he's OJ and we're just all supposed to, like, hello, Twitter world, it's me. like, oh, okay, OJ, I forgot that you cut two people's heads off. No big deal. Tyreek Hill's like, oh, I appreciate all the love. These false accusations have really been getting me down, but you guys have always had my back. And I quote tweeted it with the quote that he had. You should be terrified of me too, bitch. That's not a good dude. That's not a good dude. And I guess he's gotten away with it. And I mean, good for him. But no, I was surprised there was no punishment at all for that guy.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of struck me, though, if you're baited into saying stuff like that and she's recording you, then, yeah, I'm not saying that makes it okay. It just, you know, I just go back to the NFL has been so draconic on punishment, and not just Brady and Elliott, but there's several guys that got significant suspensions for really minor things. That it just doesn't seem very consistent.
Yep.
So,
Nick, move over. Freddie Roach is coming to sit down here.
Yeah. You don't get that chair anymore, sir.
Yeah. Come on. What's wrong with you? have some respect for Freddie.
All right.
Yeah.
So, joining us now, just a legend in the boxing business. It is always a pleasure to talk to Freddie Roach. How are you, Freddie?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Fantastic. So, before we get to the fight, just how you feeling physically? You look good.
Yeah, everything's good. I'm feeling really good. Working with a lot of fighters right now, you know, busy schedule, so everything's good, and we got this big one in the way right now.
Yeah. So what's it like being back with Manny for a big fight?
It's great. Manny's like the greatest guy in the world. I mean, his work ethic's unbelievable. We had a great training camp, and it's fun to be here.
How would you compare him physically now? Obviously, you get to 40, things get a little more difficult. But all indications, everybody we've talked to says he's in fantastic shape.
He is in fantastic shape. He really worked for that one. And he actually, we made some new rules where he can't work 6 days of every week and so forth. I mean, so we would give him a day off here and there, make him take 1 or 2 days off a week and recoup and get the strength back and go back into sparring with all the strength. So we did make some changes for this one since he is 40, but they worked out really well, and he's gone 12 rounds twice in sparring, and he's ready to go.
We were talking to Heidi Androl, and she said that Manny doesn't like Keith. It's is it personal? And do you remember the last time that Manny had a personal distaste for someone he was fighting?
Yes, Manny has disliked some people in the past, you know, talking crap so much and so forth. But, you know, he's just trying to get Manny's mind a little bit and so forth. But, you know, Manny will be really smart, and he'll take that little bit of meanness into the ring with him. And I like when he's aggressive like that, because I think he's a better fighter when he's aggressive and a little bit meaner. And if he hurts this guy, I think he'll take him out, because I think that killer instinct is coming back a little bit. It showed in his last fight a little bit, but it's even more in this fight in training. I think his killer instinct has come back quite well.
I'm curious how you feel about this, and obviously when it's your fighter, it's maybe even more difficult to see. But as you know, every fighter hits an age where things start to go downhill, and it typically doesn't go back uphill once it starts going downhill. Is it easy for you to see in your fighters that's happened? Is it easier to see for your fighters or for fighters that you're watching from afar?
It's easier to see than my fighters, obviously, because I've had a lot of the symptoms myself and so forth, and I end up with Parkinson's and so forth. And you know, the thing is, I watch out for my fighters. I watch, like, you know, the first thing that go on fighters is using the legs, and me and Manny have an agreement that once you start slowing down, it's over. And I said, once I say it's over, it's over. And we both shook on that. And Manny Pacquiao is not near that right now. His work ethic is really great. His feet are under him. He's very strong. His punching power as good as ever. And, you know, Manny, I mean, This is a young 40, believe me. I mean, he yelled at me the other day. He said, I feel like I'm 22. And, he's working like he's 22 also. I mean, we had really good sparring partners for this. And I'm very excited about this fight. I can't wait for this one to start.
Because we were talking earlier, there's not a lot of Bernard Hopkinses. There's not a lot of George Foremans, guys who continue to fight at that level beyond 40. And, I mean, this will be Manny's first fight at age 40, right?
Yes, maybe his first fight at 40, but to me, it's going to be a great fight. We're in with a tough opponent because, we don't want to just be in the fight game. We want to be the best in the fight game. So, I mean, we expect this to win this fight, and whoever's next, it's going to be somebody that's a very good fighter, of course.
I feel like 3 years ago we had the same conversation when you said you guys had an agreement that when it's time, and then you were talking like maybe it's this fight, maybe the fight after that. Now it sounds like you're talking beyond this one. You got to feel pretty good about where you are if that's the case.
Yeah, I do feel really good about this one because I know that this is not Manny's last fight. It's just like, I think our game plan and the way he's going to fight this fight is really a good one, and I expect bigger and better things down the road.
What do you see in Keith Thurman that's going to be difficult for Manny?
His left hook's okay. I'm not so sure about his right hand. He used to have you watch his last three fights, and the right hand's just not as good as it once was. And I think that because he did have that injury, and I don't think that's ever healed. I think it's slow, and it just takes a while to get there. But he'll power the jab and go with the big overhand right. He's not going to hit Manny Pacquiao with that, I promise you. That's not going to happen. And Pacquiao's, we're going to work on the counter a little bit because we have a lot of belief in the camp that once he feels Manny's power, he's going to run. So once he does that, we'll start cutting off the ring and setting him up.
All right, I know you've got some inside scoop on this, so I'm going to ask you. And I know you'll tell us because no one's listening anyway. It's just us girls here. Ali Abdelaziz, the manager for Khabib Nurmagomedov, says that in December he expects Khabib to fight George St. Pierre. Have you heard anything from George about that? And do you think he's got an interest in that happening?
Well, last time I was in New York, I trained George, and every time we're close, we do train and so forth. And we know I know he announces retirement and stuff like this, but even I don't believe him. it's a fight that's been talked about out there, and a fight that I would like to see.
Oh, I'd love it.
I think the world would love to see that fight. This guy's never lost a round. I mean, he's a killer, and I think George is a better fighter. But the thing is, we might go one more time. We've talked about it, so. Let me give him a call tonight and see.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you'll let me know, I'm sure. Just text me.
Freddie Roach has been our guest. And, Freddie, always a pleasure, man. Good luck with the fight tomorrow night. Looking forward to seeing what you guys put together for this because it's always interesting because tactically you guys always come up with something a little bit different every fight. So I'm curious to see what you're going to do this time.
It'll be a good one, I promise.
All right. That's Freddie Roach, legend in the boxing business.
That's right.
Always a pleasure to talk to Freddie. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. There's a lot more fun stuff coming up. Who knows who else is going to walk by? The show's flying by already.
Oh, yes.
Quick break, man. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ice chain, pure water.
Ice. You got the cab, I can't afford it. G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Carbach Brewing. And listen, if you haven't been out to the brewery, you don't know what you're missing. Stop by, check out the fantastic restaurant they've got out there. Something on the menu for everybody. It's a brewery, so they've got a lot of beer, but it's also like it's a gourmet dining experience. So you're thinking, oh, I'd love to go have some beer, but my wife's not going to be down for that. Just tell her you're taking her to dinner. She'll love the food, and you can just drink all the beer you want. You don't let her make the rules. You make the rules at Carbach. That's the way it always is. Guys, check them out. And when you're out and about this weekend, you're at the store, you're at the grocery store, you're at the convenience store, pick up some Carbach. You can find it anywhere beer is sold. But get out there, get that restaurant and find the pairing for your meal, because they've got something on the wall, the beer wall, that pairs with every item on the menu. It's fantastic. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to make sure you know what's going on out at the brewery, at the restaurant, and with their concert series. That's Carbach Brewing.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Radio Row in Las Vegas, for the World Welterweight Championship title fight between Manny Pacquiao and Keith Thurman. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. My God, you're obsessed with Superhuman.
Yeah, and I've got some bad news, fans of Superhuman. He tweeted last night. Then he deleted the tweet, but I screenshotted it. If you didn't see yesterday, he said that if this gets 1,000 likes, I will do a butt buster onto a microwave. And of course, it got easily 1,000 likes. And I just showed you the butt buster onto the microwave. It didn't go well for Superhuman.
No,
He appeared injured at the end of the video.
He wasn't moving.
And then he sent out a tweet. I am taking 2 weeks off because I'm injured. Add me on Snapchat. Superhuman1234. Post will delete in 1 hour.
That's very weird.
He didn't want people to know he was hurt.
But then he's a weird guy.
This is Superhuman. This is for all the gigolos and gigolettes.
That's pretty good.
Don't try this at home. I hope you like it.
Buck
this shit!
Oh, you can't say that.
I said buck this.
No, you didn't.
I did. Damn.
No, you did not.
I did.
You trying to kill me?
No, I just said buck. I think in his voice it just sounds that way.
I think we should just stay away from all that whole thing.
I've already worn out the dump, so don't. You know what? I'm just going to put you guys in a timeout for a second while I rebuild.
All right.
Okay.
Sorry.
We're cool.
I hit that thing so hard, I'm surprised that didn't break.
And he's not even drinking. That's the best part.
I'm telling you. That was a B and an L.
Yeah, well, it didn't sound like it. And by the way, the texter who's making fun of the way Freddie talks, Freddie has Parkinson's. And he's been dealing with it for years. And
hope you feel like a nice guy now.
Yeah. And frankly, he's done amazing with it because I think he's just as – he seems to be the same as he's been for the last 5 years.
Sharp dude. But, you can hear it in his voice.
Yeah,
but
you can tell. But it's not – I mean, if you don't know that, okay, that's fine. But the reality is he's been dealing with that for years, and it does affect the way he talks. I mean, half of his mouth is basically doesn't move, and he – you know, that's just – it's unfortunate. It really is. But, you know, the guy knows his stuff, man. And I'm excited to see what they have for Thurman. I'm feeling less good about that bet the more I talk to people.
Let's get Keith Thurman's trainer over here.
I know. You know how it is, though. It's like you start talking. Everybody you talk to, you hear different things, and they're all selling you on one thing, and then you're like, yeah, okay, that makes a lot of sense, because they all do.
Right.
And then in the end, it's like, that's why I bought the ticket before we talked to a whole lot of people. I don't want my mind changed.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN. Man, I just realized we've kind of become the veterans around here.
Yeah.
It's like as many of these as we've done. And
there's always new faces.
Yeah, it's like you see all these people.
We're like cockroaches, Fred. They can't get rid of us.
Well, that's – I wasn't going to go cockroach. You know, something more majestic.
Bed bugs. Oh.
Well, I mean, I was spinning
it. We're like Superhuman. We might take 2 weeks off, but we'll be back.
Yeah, on Instagram or Snapchat or whatever that is, yeah.
Add me on Snapchat. I hope you like it. Jiggaloos and jiggalettes.
Oh, God.
I don't know who I like more on Twitter, Superhuman or OJ.
Yeah, but you don't follow OJ.
I don't follow OJ, but only because I feel guilty following him. But I still go to his page every day to see if he tweeted something new. So I don't know that it makes me any better, but it makes me feel a little bit better. Like, I don't follow OJ. That's repulsive. But yeah. I always go to OJ's page to see if something new happens.
I have a few people like that on my list that I don't follow, But I'll go see what they tweet.
Yeah, porn stars?
There's a couple.
What is she up to these days?
Yeah.
I wonder if she's posted any new material.
Yeah. I wonder if I can go to her private page and see what's new.
Yeah. I only like gigolos and murderers.
And presidents.
And presidents.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. Is your, as much as you're like herpes always coming back. Yeah.
I follow Superhuman, and I also follow the president.
Okay.
Yeah. It's too much. Like, the president, there's too much content. Like,
yeah, you can't.
I mean, how many times a day? Like, OJ, I check once a day.
Right.
Either OJ tweeted or he didn't. You know the president's tweeting.
Well, my favorite about the president, there's some drunk tweeting going on there.
You think so?
Yeah, there's definitely some drunk tweeting at times, I like it.
I thought Donald didn't drink.
I don't believe him, if that's the case, because there's some of that stuff. You know he's into the whiskey or something.
There's just no way, but
H-Town Berg fan says Tariq Hill's going to end up killing someone one day, and the NFL could be partially to blame. I'm stunned that the Chiefs, as a football player, he's amazing, and obviously Chiefs fans are all happy, and it's like, oh, he's exonerated and all this. And the Chiefs are talking about giving him a big contract extension.
Oh.
I got to tell you, if I'm them, if I'm giving him an extension, that thing's going to be extremely full of clauses about, I mean, because this isn't the first time he's been in trouble.
No.
But this is also odd. The Chiefs thought Marcus Peters was a bad enough human being to give him away for almost nothing.
Yeah. Same with Kareem Hunt.
Well, Kareem Hunt, you had the video. You had that one was a little different. Marcus Peters hadn't really done anything since.
No.
I mean, he'd gotten nothing major, but they thought he was a bad enough guy to get rid of him. But Tariq Hill, you're going to give an extension.
It's interesting to me. Okay, let's play a game. Who would you rather extend? Tariq Hill, Zeke Elliott.
Zeke Elliott.
Yeah, that's tough, man.
It is tough, though.
They both seem like they're just giant. They're powder kegs. Like,
yeah,
it's just something's
going to happen at some point. But the problem is they're both, I think, equally important to their teams.
They are.
And
especially now with Kareem Hunt gone.
Yeah.
I mean, that offense is going to be super, super reliant on the passing game. And, yeah, I think that he is very important to them to stretch the field.
But, yeah, I think, that's always the age-old thing, right? It's talent versus how concerned about you what might happen off the field. And I guess I've kind of come around to the point if they're that good and they're that important to your offense, you just do it and you hope to God that they don't mess up.
Yeah.
But somebody said, I once mentioned to AJ at a poker table how bad Billy Kennedy sounded on radio later to find out he had Parkinson's. Felt like a real dickweed about it. If you don't know, you don't know. It's not that big a deal. I mean, it really isn't. It's just, Lamont asks, who was the other Oklahoma State wide receiver that had a bad reputation? Blackman with Jacksonville?
Yeah, Justin Blackman, Dez Bryant. There's a few of them.
What was the kid that went from Missouri to Oklahoma to getting drafted and wound up flaming out
with
the double name? Who was like a physical specimen but hated getting hit, which is one thing in receivers that you never can really tell until you get into the NFL. Dorial Green Beckham.
That's it. Yep.
Yeah.
He was. It turned out he wasn't AJ Green or Odell Beckham.
No.
Thought maybe he would be a combo, but no, he's neither.
Yeah. Well, he was. He just didn't like contact. He didn't want anybody anywhere near him. And when that's the case, well, guess what? You can't really play pro football.
Well, you can if you're Randy Moss. And if you're not Randy Moss, well, good luck.
But Randy Moss just had a way of eluding you.
Randy Moss didn't like getting hit, so he just ran faster than everyone.
Yeah, or he avoided you and got out of bounds.
Yeah.
But he was smart enough to do that. He was a better football player.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of guys that they get drafted, and you're like, oh, man, this guy's going to be great in the NFL. And then the first time they get popped by a safety, it's like,
Well, it's also Randy Moss was one of those guys who they figured out that why would we ever run this guy across the middle? What's the point of this? Let's just – there's one route you need with Randy Moss.
Yeah.
It's called go.
Yeah. And just throw it up there and let him go get
it. Yeah, he's better than the cornerback. He'll get it. Doriel Green Beckham, not better than all the cornerbacks, not faster than everybody. It didn't work out for him.
All right, we are going to take a very quick break.
Jiggaloos and jiggalettes. We'll be right back. We're going to have some commercials, and don't try this at home. I hope you like it. Been dreaming of the payoff, through the struggles and the trade-offs,
fighting tooth and nail on the way up. Tell them, you know it is. This is Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Radio Row in Las Vegas for the World Welterweight Championship title fight between Manny Pacquiao and Keith Thurman. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here from the MGM in Las Vegas. And, Nick, put your headsets on, because Nick was in the casino and witnessed a fight already.
Yeah.
Who was fighting?
I couldn't tell if they – it almost seemed like they were buddies, to be honest with you.
Oh, no.
That's because always the best kind of fights.
You think it was about money?
Women?
I feel like they were arguing about whatever it was on that machine that they were playing, like the rules about it, or they were debating about – they were looking at the machine as they were exchanging words, and I didn't hear what they said. But it lasted all of 25 seconds. I mean, the dude swung, missed, he fell, and then the security came. It was literally that quick.
No shots connected?
Nope.
That's too
bad. That's not a fight.
Yeah, I was excited when I heard you say that there was
a
fight.
I got a better story from Nick anyway.
Oh, no.
Nick, we went out and drank some beer last night. And before we went to dinner, the first thing we did was go to dinner. Now, we had an Uber driver who picked us up at the MGM and took us out to eat. And he, Nick, you want to tell the story? I'll let you tell it. Nick.
Well, you initiated the conversation by saying, hey, if there's anybody in this world you can't trust, it's Egyptians.
No, because it was something. No, because he, when he asked who was fighting.
Right.
And I said Manny Pacquiao and Keith Thurman. He said, oh, Pacquiao again.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, yeah, he's just so old. He's like, oh, it's not that. It's just there's something about Filipinos with the machismo.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, I just always feel like they're up to no good. I said, is your daughter dating a Filipino or something? And he's like, something in my personal life that's made me feel this way. So we had a racist Uber driver. There's no two ways about it.
No doubt about it.
Okay, Filipino's kind of a weird one to dislike, though.
It is.
That's pretty random.
Yeah, but he apparently had a bad experience with a Filipino.
Oh, so that makes them all bad, okay.
And now they're all bad.
See, I think there's good and bad people on both sides, but
well, okay. There are, but and he said, "Yeah, I just can't trust a Filipino." And I said, "Yeah. They're almost as bad as Egyptians."
And this clown, without missing a beat, agreed with this fool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
like, without missing a beat.
I don't think he looked at Nick, but he was like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Nick would almost have to tell you he's Egyptian. I mean, because he's you could tell he's got Middle Eastern blood, but it's not like it doesn't hit you over the head.
Well, the best is what happens next, where he goes into about Egyptians. I want Nick to tell his story. He did good.
Well, he proceeds to, like, he proceeds to talk about two groups of people, and he labeled them all gypsies. And he's like, well, gypsies is short for Egyptian.
That he's like, you know where the word gypsies came from.
I'm like, what are you talking about? You clown?
No, Nick didn't say that. He kept quiet.
I did, because I was just so – and I looked at AJ, and I didn't know if he realized it or not.
Oh, I realized, of course.
Because he didn't look at me.
Oh, and I could tell how this is going. AJ's egging this guy on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
Because he knows how much pride Nick has and how easy it would be to get him to just explode. But then that would have hurt your Uber rating.
It would have, and it was on my Uber.
I should have destroyed you.
I would have said, get this guy. I don't even know this guy. Get him out of the car.
Gypsy.
Get this gypsy out of here.
Damn gypsy.
And he started talking about how, have you ever seen him live? He's like, they just walk around stealing, whoring.
Yep.
And, I mean, and then he gave us, like, a Jesus talk, too. He's like,
oh, boy.
I served the man, now I serve the Lord.
Yeah.
And I love serving the Lord. Love serving the Lord. And I'm like, all right, well.
That's why I always go, which Lord?
Well, apparently the Lord that hates Filipinos and Egyptians.
Gypsies. Gypsies. This is the work of gypsies.
He said gypsies probably five times. It was so great. And Nick, you could see him like. Every time
I bet Nick was like, just turning red.
Like Nick's head would go, it would like, he would turn his head like it's like several degrees. Every like, what? And then he'd say it again. And Nick would go, huh? Like, is this dude really saying this? And he just kept going. It was so good. So good.
I bet the horn was getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, it was growing. Yeah. It was growing. It grows in the heat anyway. And then, you know, when that happened, it took it to another level.
Yeah. It's funny. I never noticed that until they talked about it on The Usual Suspects. And now you can't stop looking at it. You're just mesmerized by it. Because I never noticed it. And it's not really that noticeable at all unless you, you know, once you know it's there, though. It's just,
yeah.
You can't stop looking.
Yeah.
So. Oh, well. We were just talking about, because I had never noticed the horn before until I heard you guys talk about it, and now I can't stop looking at it. You're just locked in.
Why aren't you a hat man?
He is a
hat
man.
Why don't you wear a hat?
Because the last time I came here, you're like, you can put the microphone on. It's okay.
Last time you're like, man. You need to be more like Mike Pearson. You need to be more like Mike Pearson. He was professional.
He was a professional.
So I dropped the cap. We're on Radio Row.
Okay.
That's why. I was trying to be more of a professional.
Gotcha.
It's the little things you say that have an impact on people's life that you don't even think about.
I know there's got to be another reason, because I know that's not why he's not wearing a cap.
That's exactly why, I promise.
Okay.
I promise.
I believe him. Believe him.
Mike Pearson was handsome, so he could pull it off. You're scaring guests with that horn.
And then you got me walking out in the strip.
Yeah.
The heat makes the horn expand.
I know. It's growing.
So you did that on purpose.
It puts a layer of sweat on it so it glistens.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm screwing Nick over.
The worst boss ever.
You can wear a hat now, Nick. You go back to wearing a hat.
Can I?
Yeah.
It's okay?
It's okay, yeah.
All right.
It'll make everyone more comfortable, I think.
Yeah, I think he meant performance, not so much appearance.
Yeah, Freddie Roach. Like, as soon as Freddie Roach got up, he's like, what the hell was on that guy's head? I was like, oh, geez, Freddie, come on, dude.
Oh, man. We're having too much fun.
Oh,
but this is Friday in Vegas.
The Lithuanian bartender last night was like, what is this thing on his crown?
See, now it's getting out of hand. Now,
what does he have here?
I just want Blitzers to know everything he said in the past two and a half minutes. Complete fabrication.
Okay.
Complete fabrication.
It looks like pumpkin going to grow from his head.
She did sound like that. She didn't say that, but she did sound like that.
She was thinking it, though.
Yeah.
Nick just said, yeah.
I didn't realize what you were saying.
Oh, God. All right, let's just go to break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Radio Row in Las Vegas for the World Welterweight Championship title fight between Manny Pacquiao and Keith Thurman. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here from the MGM, the tent outside the MGM Grand. And
we are live from the MGM tent in Las Vegas. This is for all the gigaloos and gigalettes.
I'm so sad we're going to have 2 weeks without him.
You know what? There's archives.
You know, he's up to like 60,000 plus followers already.
Really?
I mean, he's only been around for like 2 weeks. This guy is a star.
I don't think he has a long shelf life, to be perfectly
honest
with you.
Probably not.
But good for him.
But he's doing all the right things. He's selling T-shirts and things like that, trying to get his Snapchat followers up. I mean,
If you haven't had a chance yet, check out Sports Map today. Great stuff. I made a tactical error last night. Got back to the room. Scheduled all this stuff to post this morning. And I just assumed that the system would be based on Central Time.
Oh, no.
So I had all this stuff. Because I get a little inside baseball here. But if I post it before 7 a.m., it goes out on the email blast. So you see all the stuff that's on there. So like Charlie, and I had Juggy Trey's NASCAR, and Timmy B did a boxing preview, yeah. All good stuff. I had them all scheduled for like 6:52, 6:54, 6:55. Yeah, I did it in Pacific time. Because I went back to sleep, and then I got up to check on the site, because I do that, and it's like, where's their stuff? And I go in there, and it still says, and I look at, and it's like 6:30 our time. And I'm like, okay, I've learned a valuable lesson for next time. Because I thought I was being efficient. I got home last night and did some work, right? Set it all up so that it'd be ready for the people when they got up in the morning. So that was a fail. But check out the site, man. It's doing great. We're on pace for another million this month. So
I don't know who will sustain longer, Sports Map or Superhuman.
Oh, I think Sports Map.
Okay,
because we're not hurting anybody.
What?
Oh, and not hurting ourselves actually. He's going to break something that you're not going to be able to fix.
Travis says. I listen to him say gigolos and gigolets probably 10 times each video.
I got to say, you could just keep saying that all day, and I would laugh my ass off.
Oh, it's so great.
It's just like his videos. You just can't stop watching him.
I can't
stop listening to it. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we all fly a lot.
Yep.
We all probably have our favorite airlines.
Yep.
If you're an airline, though, and you're having a trivia thing that you do, what's the last thing that you want to tweet out about?
I don't know.
How about plane crashes?
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
Dutch airline KLM tweeted out for their Trivia Tuesday program that, according to Time Magazine, the fatality rate for the seats in the middle of the plane is the highest in a crash.
Oh, boy.
However, the fatality rate for the seats in the front is marginally lesser and is least for seats at the rear third of a plane. I have to tell you, if United tweeted something like that out when I'm about to get on their plane the next day,
happy.
Somebody might want to rethink their career.
Yeah.
That's
not wise. Guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're thinking about flying KLM, hey, at least you know where you're least likely to die. Man, you can't even joke about that in an airport, and
no.
They can tweet about it. I've seen people get pulled aside for joking about, oh, I hope the plane doesn't crash.
Yeah,
you know that's. But apparently, KLM has different rules.
Well,
so
they won't be getting my business.
Yeah. Apparently, they're also getting destroyed for a completely different tweet they made this week about breastfeeding.
Okay. What was their take?
Someone named Heather Yam added them, what is your policy regarding breastfeeding? Response, breastfeeding is permitted on KLM flights. However, to ensure that all of our passengers of all backgrounds feel comfortable on board, we may request the mother to cover herself while breastfeeding, should other passengers be offended by this. Apparently, which I don't think is necessarily a bad policy, but
I don't think that's too much to ask.
No, but they're getting roasted. Yeah, if it does bother another passenger, just cover yourself.
Yeah.
But they're getting roasted for that too. But that's small potatoes. You've talked about crashing your planes. And boy, I'm going to feel so good when I get on there if I'm in the middle of the plane.
Yeah. I don't get the breastfeeding thing. Like, why are women so against covering it up?
Yeah, I don't either. I think
you would think they'd want to.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't.
I mean, I get it's natural and all, but it's still kind of gross.
Well, and I don't need to see it. But then again, I don't have to look. If I see somebody's got one popped out and the kid's attached to it, I just don't look.
Yeah.
But I try to.
I try not to, but I always do. I got to see what's going there. What's doing.
It's
never a fair representation.
Well, that's why I don't bother to look, because you're not seeing it in its natural habitat.
Yeah,
you know that's
you're not seeing prime.
Exactly. You know, it's I'm not going to say that. We've already had to be dumped once, so yeah, never mind. Good call. All right, anyway, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, Jay Garcia says, just stay away from the gummies this time. Yeah, you know what? I haven't had any of that this trip. I have had far less to drink than I have on any Vegas trip.
What's going on with you?
Well, some of it's health-related. Some of it's just – I'm getting old, man. Like I
don't know how many beers I drank last night. It was a lot, though. In the 20s somewhere.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Now, I probably shouldn't admit this, but I've been, like, in big crowds lately. I get really anxious.
Okay.
And that casino was so packed last night. And here's the other thing. You're going to see more fights like Nick did because, all right, no offense to anybody who works for Microsoft, they're not handling their alcohol very well.
Oh,
and I'm seeing
no.
a lot of them staggering around. And you know how difficult it is to get through that casino. If you stop in the middle to take a selfie, somebody's going to walk right into you. I saw a lot of that. And a lot of really drunk people. I'm just kind of like, man, I don't want to be around this.
The guy I beat in the poker tournament today, the guy who got second, he was every hand that he won was like, oh, I can't believe this. He was so excited about every little hand. He was a Microsoft guy. And he kept getting, like, asking the dealer to take a picture of him with his cards. Like, he was, like, trying to.
Oh, I'd have felt pretty good when I got to head-to-head if that was.
Oh, yeah. I played one hand of heads-up poker today. One hand. And that was all it took. But, yeah, he was a Microsoft guy and it seemingly wasn't holding his alcohol very well either. Or else he was just super excited.
Boy, 9 in the morning? Yeah, well, I have to tell you, this morning, like I said, when I was going to get the Uber, yeah, there were so many. I've never seen this many drunk people at that early in the morning.
A lot of Bloody Mary drinking going on.
Oh, God, yeah. And you know, not that I haven't been that guy, but usually I'm in the minority.
Yeah.
It's not the whole thing, which is kind of what it was. All right, 713-780-ESPN is a number if you want to text the show.
I bet you can't wait to get home, get back to your own bed.
Well, you know, I am kind of having fun. But I'm not sleeping as well as I would sleep if I were at home because of Texas Mattress Makers. And I will be back Sunday sleeping on my awesome mattress from there. And if you have not checked them out yet, if you're in the market for a mattress at all, there's really no place else you should go. And as hot as it is there, they've got this cooling technology, the Ice Blue temperature neutral technology. You're going to sleep cool. Doesn't matter how hot it is outside. And it's handcrafted just for you, custom fitted. And how about this? You need a queen bed straight from the factory? They start at $449, and they're custom fitted, and they're awesome because I've seen the work that goes into these, and Yuval and his guys, they do such an amazing job. They're constantly tinkering because they make the mattresses. They know everything about them, and they sell them directly to you. You're going to save 50% off of what you would spend if you went to any kind of retail store because they're sending them to you directly. And they've got two great stores now, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, exit 742, or 4619 Navigation, the original, at the corner with Lockwood. And listen, don't let the weekend go to waste. Get your best night's sleep this weekend. Go to Texas Mattress Makers and make this the last week that you're sleeping on some crappy mattress because that's not what you're getting from Texas Mattress Makers. And believe me, they'll take care of you because they take care of the Blitzers. They take care of everybody. They're great in the community. Yuval and his crew are fantastic. Go see him today. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. TexasMattressMakers.com.
I'm like, nah, love, I'm good, go away. Ain't about to die with no money out in case.
Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.